Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Inside my car.
Tweet at us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Why are we playing this, Craig?
Because it is.
That's the Ides of March. The song's called Vehicle. You know it.
Love it.
And the Ides of March.
It's well, Michelle Bachmann's birthday.
The Ides
is the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And this is the Ides of March, the 15th of March.
And what's that? Why is that big, Craig?
It was on this date in 44 BCE. We lost Julius Caesar.
Happy birthday!
Nothing to do with vehicle. The band's name was Ides of March. There's a connection.
Right. All months have Ides, but March is the most famous one.
All right.
Right. Some of the Ides are the 13th.
Oh, you're right.
Some of the Ides are the 15th,
it
depending
is,
on how many days.
It is the 15th. All right. Cool.
Hath said month.
There you go.
Well, only one of them would be the 13th.
No, there's several that are the 13th.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's dig into that later.
No, let's get into it now.
It has to do with the length of the month.
That's what I figured.
So it might be, if it has 30 days, it might be the 13th. I'm not exactly sure, but there are several months where the Ides of March is actually the 13th and not the 15th.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just learned that this morning.
I've learned something today.
Craig reads.
I just learned that this morning.
As between looking at the naked chicks on his computer, which
it was actually before.
Appreciate that.
Right. You can do both.
And one is cool.
And that is why he is a real Renaissance man.
I don't know about that.
What's cooler? Let's do things. What's cooler?
Cool stuff.
I get to be the king of that too.
And stuff that Tyler thinks is not so cool, like learning.
Learning
ain't cool.
You know, I might be able to figure this one out. Who's cooler on this one? Both these people having birthdays today.
You gonna ask me this?
No.
Okay, you're not going to ask me.
No, because it's this goes without saying.
Got it.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Brutus or Julius Caesar.
No. It's the notorious RBG's birthday, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
It's her birthday today.
She digs that nickname, apparently, but her staffers had to explain to her what it meant.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Sure.
You know, I can see having to be explained things when I'm 86 or however old I am now.
Like how to hold a spoon.
I hope she doesn't have to be explained that.
No, she doesn't. We will.
We might.
She didn't have to smack him down and say, "I know all about Biggie."
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also Jimmy Swaggart's birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there are a-holes because she's a libtard and he's a Jesus guy. Now,
who's older?
Who's older?
Swaggart.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll
Ruth
say.
Bader Ginsburg or Jimmy Swaggart?
Jimmy Swaggart. I haven't seen much of Jimmy Swaggart lately because his kid's kind of taking over.
Swaggart.
His kid's Bush got his own channel on the DirecTV.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Scott Swaggart.
RBG or Swaggart, Puss?
Who's older?
Oh, older?
No, who's cooler?
No.
Oh, yeah, cooler.
RBG.
I'm going to say RBG.
All right.
Jimmy Swaggart, 84 today. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 86 today.
Oh, and lost.
Boom. Now I'm on a cold streak.
Big win.
Our buddy Beastmaster joining us.
No way.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm ready for the Cinehall.
I know that a lot of people know what that means because we used to play vehicle and sing the song when we were bored in the morning. We'd just sing, and Beast was there right there with us.
Yep.
We'd sing it out loud. We'd sing the whole frickin' song. It was our best bit.
And
every time I hear the song, I sing along with it. I was going to there in your honor, Beast. But, yeah, you ready? Want to play it again?
And by the way, I know I don't get to determine the who's cooler, but Swagger just sounds cooler as a name than Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Just for that. Yeah. I mean, neither of them are. But
No. One is very cool. One is saving us from the oligarchy. One is a complete asshat, and that's Swagger. Complete fake preacher asshat, Jimmy Swagger.
Well, he's not a fake preacher.
Well, he's a fake
good preacher.
He's a horrible dude.
Damn it, he went away. I wanted to know if he... this is also ancient show history, but he used to give up popcorn during Lent.
Yes, he did.
Because he grew up in a strict Catholic household. So I wondered if the tradition continued.
Oh. Well, if it's something that you really like, though...
Your priests give up stuff for Lent. I suggest playing with boys.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe just for the rest. And once you're used to it, you might not do it after that. Like most the stuff people give up.
Yeah, do it for like the rest of the history of the church.
I hate to bring it up all the time because, I'm going to. Because it's horrible.
Not only give it up for
around
Lent.
Around here, it's just all good stories. Fish fries. Right. Everybody's happy. Cool.
Give it up for post-Lent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And well, just turn yourself into the to the police when you do that.
Yeah,
too.
If you have done something, or if you know somebody who's done
turn
something,
them in.
You call the police,
right.
And then they go to jail.
Because Craig is right. Some priests don't play with boys, so they should narc on their brethren.
Most don't.
But a significant portion sure seem to.
Yeah, they do.
Well, of course. It seems to. That's the perception.
That seems
but
to be more pervasive.
Perception's reality.
Right. Than any other walk of life.
Reality.
Give me another walk of life.
Yeah, walk of life.
Where it seems that prominent.
Well, it has to do with the news, and it has to do, I mean, that is the
thousands.
Most heinous example.
Sure.
As someone in a position of trust
thousands.
Like that.
And then hiding them is the
sure.
worst
and then
part.
Hiding them. Right.
This would be like a teacher doing it.
It's Friday, so.
It's the equivalent of a teacher doing it.
Yes, it is.
And
they go to jail.
It's the equivalent of the teaching profession ignoring it for a century.
And they don't.
Or right. 11 centuries, as the case is here.
Right. And it turns out that teachers make news. We'll be dealing with that here in just a little bit.
Right, because teachers, they bang students. They actually have sex with them, and then they go to jail.
Right. Consensual, too.
Some of it. We think there's probably a little bit of coercion going on.
Yeah, we don't play what's he look like with a priest.
No.
No. Oh, I saw the story that you're about. If it's the same
I mean, not about. Here in a little bit, we'll do it. And then, maybe half an hour or so.
All right.
No, okay.
Because I, yeah. Oh, did you see her picture?
Yeah.
Not even you'd be grateful if she's that bad?
No. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm nice.
Yeah.
No, you're not. On the air, you try to be. Off the air, you're...
But if you like a stout woman, you'd be grateful.
Well, describe stout.
She's not falling over.
Okay, like a weeble?
Kind
similar.
Of.
Similar. Right, even Craig and I, who are fairly generous, and we've said, hey, is she hot? We'd...
Yeah. We are fairly generous.
You are. Both you guys are. More than puss is. It's usually in the middle somewhere. Because I don't look at these photos before you guys do. Because I don't.
And again, I can't
do other stuff
win.
Over here.
I can't win.
If no, you can't. I know.
If I say she's hideous,
I know.
These two will go. Oh, we'll do it. And then if I say she's hot, you'll go. What?
No,
So I'm hosed either way.
You're right. I'm really not fair in that. And everybody has their own standards and what we think is pretty or not. But in this case, we'll all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
These guys are way too generous, and I tend to lean towards you, Puss, but then I jump on you. You're right. You can't win sometimes.
I'm hosed either way.
Right. Craig just says you'd be you be grateful all the time.
Yeah.
Because he's not 16.
That's kind of the mindset that I put myself in, and that's kind of the mindset that Craig puts himself
but
in.
Yeah, I'm more
if you were 16, would you be grateful?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be grateful with another 16-year-old girl.
Say this.
If I was 16. That's clever.
Or 15.
Or 17 or 18.
There's so
maybe,
much more
maybe 19.
That you would be grateful for.
She has set a very low bar for the rest of his sexual life.
No.
Let's say that.
Okay, God. That's a good way of putting it. Because a lot of times the bar is too high.
You cannot fall off the floor.
Okay, we'll get into that later on. And we'll show you.
So if you're traveling, be careful. The powerful late winter storm that blasted Colorado with snow and hurricane-force winds now threatening the center of the country with heavy rains, flooding, tornadoes, 100 million people under some sort of watch, warning, or advisory. People evacuating towns in Iowa, in Hornick, Iowa. The levee broke.
I got an evacuation net. I turned my phone this morning, and I get this evacuate. There's a river near me.
Yeah.
But it's not that close to me, so and it would have to come miles away.
Yeah.
So I looked out the window and didn't see any water. But
yeah.
I understand. But it's still kind of freaky out if you didn't know where this, you know, if you just moved to town.
If I just moved
to that neighborhood and I got evacuate, I said, well, we're nowhere near a freaking
how
river.
How evacuate of a notice was it? I mean, it wasn't immediate. It run screaming, yeah. Was it?
Was it said, Amber Alert like? Did it make noise?
Well, I will tell you right now
it
because
you up?
People are listening in that area. It says Elkhorn River. Flooding huge and evacuate now.
Did it say
and
huge?
I technically live in Omaha, but we're in the Elkhorn area, technically, too, for that matter, the school district, for that matter. And I'm thinking, well, that river's nowhere near us, so it's not us, but it just said evacuate. So
okay.
I guess they tell you, did you get the same message?
No.
Okay, because they must have just where you live, obviously, on your cell phone.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Your phone is always geolocating.
It
knows where you're at.
So I understand them sending that out, but I didn't see any neighbors leaving the house because.
Did the phone actually say huge?
I don't know. I can't. How do you go back and get your
Amber Alert or your flash flood alert?
Yeah.
Swipe down on the top left corner.
Because if it was huge, it might have come from the president.
Here it is. Yeah.
He likes this part of the world.
From Douglas County Sheriff's Office 2 hours ago. Record flooding on Elkhorn River. Evacuate now.
No huge?
It didn't say huge.
Huge water. Right. Big water.
Right. And then below that, Luke's still getting his Raider boner on. So,
yeah, western Iowa, eastern Nebraska are getting flooding now. South Dakota, that'll happen. And then eventually the Red River of North Dakota. Fargo and Grand Forks will be underwater in the next 3 weeks.
Really?
Yep. Because they've had a ton of snow up there, too. And that river floods just in a regular winter.
Speaking of leaking, who did that?
I did.
Okay, congratulations.
Oh,
a good
man,
one.
It's going to be nasty.
I told you that. I am, too. So I think we could add to the flavor of the room here shortly.
Well, thankfully, the bomb cyclone is keeping it in place on that side of the room.
Yeah, it is one of those. It's not traveling well.
Right.
Traveled to here.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to... But once it gets there, it stays.
It's pretty rancid.
Heavy, dense.
Oh, yeah.
Slow system. Moving.
And slow Pete, moving
and
system.
Pete's been lighting this room up for two straight weeks, so I'm looking... He could actually bring a few in there himself.
Colleen just went back to bed. Nope.
Augie Smith and Sean Gannett later on, too.
Slowly moving to the northeast, so I think it's going to miss me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
I'm fine with that. But I'm sure my phone will alert me if it's going to get too close.
Evacuate the studio.
Well, you will get those warnings every now and again. You know, the air quality is not fit for people that are sensitive. You might get that today.
You might.
The air quality is not good today.
Yeah.
Inside. I don't get those.
Oh, I've seen that on the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah, on the Weather Channel. Yeah, you don't get
it
on your phone because we don't live in a smog area.
On the weather app for...
Oh, no, you'll get that when Kansas lights on fire.
Yeah. You'll get those kind of notices.
But not when there's too much pollen.
No,
but maybe too much ass.
Yeah.
We'll kick that alert in.
Yeah, we should be able to custom our phone. Because a lot of people don't work. A lot of people do work.
Same woman? She's that bad?
She looks angry.
Okay.
Same assy situations that we do.
Yeah, we'd have to probably put up some
sort of sensor. Is the kid at least 16 or 17?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Food and Drug Administration proposing new measures to crack down on the use of e-cigarettes by minors. They released a statement saying there's been an epidemic-level rise in teenage vaping. The new plan would crack down on youth access to flavored e-cigarettes. So they're looking into that. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how their lobbying goes.
Yeah,
because vaping is huge among the kids. You talk to anybody in school, high school, even junior high, it's huge.
I'm not aware that they have a tremendous lobby.
They would.
That's different than the cigarette companies.
Yeah, but tobacco is starting to get into this.
Yeah, and is it?
Yeah, a buddy of mine was selling vapes for a long time.
Yeah, your nicotine addiction carries over.
Yeah.
They say if this particular deal is finalized, e-cigarettes would only be available in stores that verify the age of the customers when they enter, or that include an age-restricted area for vaping products. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. So they joined them rather than trying to beat them.
I think they did. They got into that business.
And we were talking about this the other day. Somebody did call me and say all the vape shops that you see, they card you right at the door.
They card right away. Good.
Right at the door.
Because there's a lot of them in this town, so.
Yeah, and even if you want juice that has no nicotine in it, you still have to be 18.
Oh, good.
As long as you're sucking on a brick.
Yeah.
A brick with a tube coming out.
What are we talking about?
I said brick.
Well, you mentioned the FDA. Your cannabis is still a Schedule I drug.
That's ridiculous. Schedule One and sold legally. Isn't that hilarious? That's like saying cocaine is legal now.
Yeah.
In certain states.
In some parts of the country.
Right, right, yeah.
You know what the other Schedule Ones are?
Cocaine and heroin, right?
Cocaine's not on there. Cocaine is not a Schedule One.
Well, what is it?
Oh, Schedule Two?
Cocaine is much worse for you than weed, although better.
It's only like 7 or 8 drugs that are Schedule One, right?
Yeah.
And weed is like the obvious sore thumb of the group.
Yeah, the rest are pretty hardcore.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 6 listed here. And this is the DEA's website.
Name them.
Heroin.
Got it.
LSD.
Yep.
Marijuana. Ecstasy.
Okay. Methadone. You suck face of dudes.
Quaalude. Which is Quaaludes, I don't think you can find them any longer.
They're still on the list.
God knows I've been trying. Yeah. And peyote. Except I think you're exempt if you're Navajo tribe.
There may be some narrow exemptions.
Yeah, like I'm sure you're violating something if a buddy of yours who has connections with the Navajo gets some peyote and then you eat the peyote.
Yeah.
You're probably not adhering to the law.
But weed is legal in 26 states, recreational, right? Well, recreational, 5 or 10 maybe, right? Yeah, recreational.
And they are telling us now that there is potential upside as far as therapy goes for PTSD, et cetera, for LSD and ecstasy.
Yeah, controlled experiments.
Therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
Controlled therapy.
Right. The microdosing?
Mm-hmm. No, not necessarily. That's different.
But under the care of a professional.
Right. Yeah, under the care of a professional, in therapy.
Not a Floyd laser light show.
No. Right. A guided trip, if you will.
Yeah. Hey, that's a professional running those lasers.
Not tripping your balls off.
No.
Right. A guided trip.
Yeah. Cocaine and meth are Schedule II.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
They're so much worse for you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Weed is definitely worse than cocaine and meth.
No, it's not.
Of course.
Done them all and nothing close.
It's not.
Nothing close. Nothing close.
Meth is made with brake fluid.
Meth
and it's worse than, it's not as bad as weed?
LSD shouldn't even be Schedule One.
No. I'm not going to argue that, but I just the weed thing. Let's start with that.
Well, I think
ask the dumbass thumb about that.
Schedule One to me should be stuff that has a lethal dose. I don't know that there's a lethal dose of LSD. Well, I could be wrong.
Well, I think that's a low bar. There's a lot of things that have lethal doses.
THC does not.
Right, but there's a lot of things that do that are nowhere near Schedule One.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean,
you can take a bunch of aspirin and kill yourself.
A lot of times,
not aspirin.
Okay, ibuprofen.
Right, a lethal dose could be
sleeping pills that you get over.
Sleeping
the counter.
Pills. That's right. Yeah.
If you take 2,000 pounds of sleeping pills, it could kill you.
It could.
What isn't one of the big distinctions for Schedule One? No medicinal value.
Yeah,
They said there's no, it's all, there's nothing that you could get good out
Schedule
of that
one
drug.
Schedule 1 drugs, substance, chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use.
And it's
except in half the country.
Yeah. Except in 8 million studies about marijuana.
And, laws
and all of Canada.
They're not going to touch that.
And, well, LSD has some of that, too. High potential for abuse. Yeah. That's your Schedule 1 criteria.
But coke and meth aren't on that list.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. I could see ecstasy. I could see the Quaaludes. Maybe even the peyote to a certain extent.
But they are finding medicinal value to those.
Now they are.
Let's fight for weed first.
Do you think they're ever going to adjust that?
Nope. Yes. Well, weed, for sure. You're going to have to.
Eventually.
It's going to be legal everywhere, and they're going to oh, we better take it off the illegal
eventually,
list.
Eventually, absolutely, they're going to. Now, and I'm not saying it won't be 500 years or 100 years or 50 years or anything like that, but eventually, yes, it's going
to
come off.
Because it doesn't meet the criteria, and they really don't seem to be in any particular hurry to take it off the Schedule 1.
No. Not at all. And a quick one here out of Pennsylvania, Butler County, Pennsylvania. I forget exactly where that is. You will not be surprised that Daniel Sober.
A Steeler fan.
Daniel Sober was arrested for.
Driving drunk?
At .194, yeah.
Daniel was not.
He was not, no.
Sober.
I commented on the singer for Five Finger Death Punch celebrated a year of sobriety by getting a big face tattoo, and it looks horrible. And I said, he did that sober?
Wow.
That thing like stretched from his skull down the side of his face to his neck. I mean, that's got to hurt.
And I don't hate the band. It's just bad. It's typical rock and roll. I have no idea what the lead singer of one of the biggest rock bands out there right now. And I don't know his name. Isn't that crazy?
Ivan, I believe.
Ivan
Moody?
Could be it.
I think I'm right.
Sounds right.
All right. But he did that sober.
One of the best cover bands out there.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.